What's up, everybody? It's the Honest Youth Pastor Off the Cuff Podcast, where thoughts bounce around in my head all day, and this is where I get them out, and they go into your ears for you to process and to deal with, so you're welcome for that. So I really didn't think we'd be talking about this again, but all day long, all I've heard about is the coronavirus. Sports events are being canceled. A large church in my area actually has decided to just do live services on the internet. They're doing streaming services. They've actually canceled all get-together services because of the size of the church. And, things like that are happening. So I was thinking, like, wow, who knows where this will go from here? I mean, nobody knows. Nobody knows. But there isn't pretty evident truth that you may have a lot more time on your hands than you did before. So what do you do with that? Well, here's the thing. Before I even thought about or heard about any of that today, there was actually a podcast I was listening to that was talking about how much time social media takes up in our lives. And that includes, obviously, Instagram, podcast, Facebook, Twitter, things like that. But in addition to that, things like Netflix, Disney Plus, Hulu, all those streaming services take up so much of our time. So when I was thinking about that, as well as the possible extra time some of us might have coming up here, maybe in the next couple months, or who knows? You may not, but what are you gonna do with that time? And obviously there's all these things you can do as far as panic and worry and be concerned and be anxious. But one of those things that really came to mind, I was thinking, man, I'm going to have a lot more time to sit down and study the word and get into scripture. And, that's kind of a gift. Now, I'm not saying that, this whole thing isn't kind of chaotic and just crazy, especially if you turn on the news, which I try not to do any of. But just that thought of, what are you going to do with potential free time? Like, if you can't go to certain events that you used to go to because they're too big and they've been banned, or if there is like a quarantine where you have to, stay out of public for so many days or whatever for your own safety and health, but what are you going to do? I mean, yeah, you could binge watch your next Netflix show, or you could scroll on end and make content post all day, or you could take that time and sit down and be like, something? I said I was going to read my Bible this year, and I haven't really done that much. Or I said I was going to dig into this passage and open this commentary and really, really look at it, and I haven't done that yet. So the silver lining, if there is a silver lining to this, would be, hey, just think about what's the good side of potentially having all this free time to myself, or all this time, to do something. And it's almost kind of a gift that you have, the potential of, more time. So you're not going out to see movies, or you're not going out to hang out with friends, or you're not, going out just to spend money on dinner. You have a minute where you're forced to sit still. And what are you going to do with that time? I would encourage you to dig into God's word. Use that time for prayer and the digging into God's word and fasting and just focusing on who He is. It could be the silver lining to this chaotic, crazy cloud that we don't know anything about. Hopefully that's helpful. And hopefully we can all take that time, whether this clears up within a month, a week, whether it clears up or not, maybe we can all take this as a wake-up call that we should sit down for a minute, get quiet with the Lord, pray, and dig into His Word. All right, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.